Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday evening. It is toasty, a toasty Tuesday, 92. Tomorrow, hotter. Seems like it could be impossible. It's not. It's going to be hotter tomorrow. We could very well hit 100 degrees. And I guess the worst part of it, the humidity really is coming back. But it's going to cool off. And this weekend, Saturday, in fact, shaping up to be a great day. That's when KC and the Sunshine Band are going to be appearing at Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Surf Pro Pavilion at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Now, of course, I'm going to be there. I've got my Mayor of Funky Town t-shirt, which I will be wearing. I will post all sorts of social media, I promise. If you're not with me on X yet, you need to get signed up. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. And then The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Yeah, I will. I'll post a whole bunch of photos of me there because we're going to see KC and the Sunshine Band. And KC is actually going to be visiting us, if you will, 5:33 this afternoon. So I want you to make sure that you are here for that. We did pre-record this, and I had mentioned, Jeremy had reminded me the other day, great article. Study says, what was it, 4 bad days each and every month for each and every one of us. And last week, I had one of those days. But it happened after the cutoff because the study and the article said that everybody knew by, I think it was 8:36 or 8:37 in the morning. And mine didn't come till after lunch. And I thought, well, does it count on this day? Is it carried over to the next day? And then I thought, well, what about people who are doing shift work? Right? If you're getting up and going to work at midnight and you're going to have a bad day, does that count when you hear about it at 11 or 3? Well, anyway. We were pre-recording KC from KC and the Sunshine Band, and a couple of those technical gremlins jumped up. And I thought, okay, well, I guess we're going to get a second bad day in the month of August. But let the record reflect, Your Honor, Jeremy, my producer back there at the radio factory, did some sort of magic. I don't know exactly what it was, but it worked. And at 5:33, you get to hear my conversation with KC. From KC and the Sunshine Band. It was actually good fun. 540 says, Jeff, last I heard about the Richmond Police Memorial, it was on the plaza around the defunct Coliseum, surrounded by weeds and a wire fence. So very wrong. Oh, is that where it is? We got to find out. Something's got to be done. It's going to have to be, I guess, the next mayor of Richmond, although I don't have any hope. Do you? We've had now 8 years of really terrible mayors of the city of Richmond. Last decent mayor was Doug Wilder. And why he's such a slacker at the age of 92 that he won't come out of retirement and be mayor again, I don't know. But I look at these candidates. One is worse than the next. Right? That's what I keep hearing from people who live in the city, and anybody who lives in the city and doesn't like what's going on, they're doing their best to get out of the city. I'd like to say that one of these folks, if they become mayor, when they become mayor, would listen to Glenwood Burley, would listen to Richmond police officers, say, hey, you know, we collected all this money, that's really our statue. We'd like to display it somewhere else. God, I hope it's not out there at the Coliseum. I mean, because the Coliseum now has become it's like a homeless repository. It's awful. It's just awful. Only LeVar Stoney could do that, could mess up a Tom Farrell plan to rehab that area. Anyway, I digress. But there is more bad news. We're losing the second race at RIR. Richmond Raceway has apparently lost our spring race. We have lost the spring race to Mexico City. NASCAR announced their new 2025 season. I guess we've got one race, but the spring race, usually in April, that's not going to happen. That's off our schedule, and it's now on I don't even have the name of the track down there. Let me see. Hold on a second. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it's the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez Road Course in Mexico City. All right. So Hermanos is men. Rodriguez is a name. Autodromo? I don't know. Racetrack? So the Rodriguez Brothers Racetrack. Am I reading that right? Maybe. I don't know. If somebody... actually speak Spanish, tell me what it is. I'm thinking it's the Rodriguez Brothers Road Course racetrack in Mexico City. But anyway, so we're losing that race, and there are plenty of people going, I don't care, Jeff. I'm not a race fan. I don't go to RIR. That's okay. How about the $200 million hit we're going to take in Central Virginia? That needs to concern everybody. It needs to be a concern for each of us. The other thing, if you're going to the Chesterfield County Fair, I don't know how to say it to my friends in Chesterfield. I got a lot of friends down in Chesterfield. But that county fair is getting a bad name. It is. It's getting a bad name. This past Saturday, two teens, two adults arrested, according to the Chesterfield County Police Department. Folks are saying lots of fights were breaking out. How about if you just want to go there for a corn dog or hand-dipped ice cream or cotton candy? Maybe you're going to go and play a game. Maybe you're going to go and go on a ride or whatever it is. And you got to worry now about all the criminal activity? I know the police department will do their best to make sure it's handled and taken care of. But boy, I think there's some folks higher up in the Chesterfield County government better take a look at that and see what's going on and make some adjustments. Because once again, you're just going to lose people, right? I'm not traveling from Hanover down to Chesterfield to go to the county fair. Okay, that's me. But you have, what, 500,000 people that live in Chesterfield County? How many people are on a county line, right? You're somewhere and you're bordering Chesterfield. I can guarantee you, if you've got kids of a certain age, if you yourself are of a certain age, you want to go out and do that, and now you can't. All right. We got to turn to some of the national stuff that's going on as well. I mean, some of this is crazy. Former President Trump, as you know, has said, hey, let's have as many debates as possible. You want to have 10 debates? We'll have 10 debates. Okay. Joe Biden, on the last debate, it was his team that made all the rules. Donald Trump said, sure, I agree to him. I don't care. I just want the debate. Now the Kamala Harris campaign is coming out. They want different rules. And Donald Trump says, whatever the rules are, I'm there. So that's the debate scheduled for ABC on September the 10th. There is another debate that Fox News wanted to host. But just as a matter of reflex, the Democrats said absolutely not. So Donald Trump is going to do it, I believe, with Sean Hannity as a sort of like a town hall sort of event. MSNBC, delusional. Oh, and I should remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No. It's okay. It is. It's okay. You're welcome. But I just warn you that it's an MSNBC clip. And you know what that means, among other things? Hang on a second. Now would be the time to take a sip of your liquid, because when you hear it, yeah, you will probably spit it right out. Can we do cut number one, please?
Trump just doesn't know how to deal with Kamala Harris. He doesn't know how to pigeonhole her. His usual language of belittlement, derision isn't working. There is in the country this sense, I think, of we've been relieved from an election that people were dreading. Between two candidates who've run before, an acrimonious, nasty convention, a sense of the country locked with these two older Americans, and suddenly there was a convention that really was a joyous event, and that said, we've turned a page, and Trump can't figure out how to turn his own page. I think as he plans for the debate, he has to appreciate that she is charismatic and charming on television in a way that he fancies he is. That the camera loves Kamala Harris.
If they build an infrastructure to the campaign that absorbs a lot of this enthusiasm, yes, they may drop one or two points from the bump from the convention, But they will have an infrastructure that can catch that and keep it moving. Something that I think people are missing, like they were missing the charisma of Kamala Harris.
You're right on the students issue, too, because we knew even when she was vice president, before she had the abortion platform as one of her portfolio, she was getting long lines in colleges of kids wanting to turn out and speaking to listen to her speak, and she was getting a great response for them. And that was something perhaps that was slightly missed. We were all focused on her 2020 campaign and how that didn't go very well, and the immigration part, but there were certainly parts of her portfolio and of her public performance that was going well.
So here's what I have to tell you. That's not true. Well, I mean, that's all. I could go into more detail. It's just not true. And it's demonstrably untrue, and it's not that difficult to prove it's untrue. And in fact, if you want to do it yourself, you can happily go online, and assuming that things have not actually been scrubbed from the big tech people who are now on record saying, oh yeah, the Biden-Harris administration wanted us to scrub things and tamp down exposure to certain issues and certain topics. If it's still there, it should be relatively easy to find it. That's a good question, Jerm. Why on earth they have all of these British folks coming over on MSNBC to opine on our election? Well, they might very well be nice people, but they're not Americans, right? I got just enough time to let you know that big-time Democrats like Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard have endorsed Donald Trump. You will not hear that on ABC. They don't care. You know who they care about? Well, take a listen to cut number four.
And some good news for Harris. More than 200 former staffers of the previous three Republican presidential nominees, that's Mitt Romney, the late John McCain, and George W. Bush, have come out and endorsed Kamala Harris, saying that for them, quote, the alternative is untenable.
And you know what the response is? Nobody cares. Exactly. Absolutely, positively, nobody gives a crap. Who cares? 200 bureaucrats announced they like the person who likes the bureaucracy. Great. Fantastic. You go right ahead. Mitt Romney. Should I mention he lost? How about John McCain? He lost. George W. Bush. I still like W. I always have, and I know I get into disputes about that, but I always thought he was just a decent guy. I really did. But I don't care about those 200 people. But ABC does. They don't have time to list him because, well, you know, right, they don't care. But Tulsi Gabbard, current Democrat congresswoman, right? Just finished serving as a congresswoman, serves in the Army. She's a tough lady. She's smart. Bobby Kennedy. All bringing out Democrats to endorse Trump. That's not a story. Oh, well. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I actually got to polish my boogie shoes. I got like the 6-inch platform silver, yeah, along with my Mayor of Funky Town t-shirt. It's going to be great. This Saturday, KC and the Sunshine Band are coming to Meadow of M Park. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sing along. Do you or do you not sing along when you go to a concert? Like I am so confused. I mean, I've been to a concert or two through the years, obviously. You know, sometimes you're hearing somebody and you just can't help yourself. Like that song, I'm not going to be able to help myself. I will have to sing along. And then I know they're going to be people going, hey, shut up. We didn't pay to see you. And then they're going to sing to something else. Going to be thinking, hey, shut up. I didn't pay to see you. You know who I would never pay to see is Al Sharpton. You know who I saw in the train station in Washington not too long ago? Al Sharpton. Oh, yeah, him just getting off the train and walking through it. People are asking him to take pictures with them, and he did. He's a weird sort of a guy. He really is. I want you to take a listen to the latest. He was on, yes, MSNBC, so I am going to remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. You should sip a little something now because you don't want to be drinking when he's talking because God only knows what can happen. Cut number two, please.
It's not a normal state. They have people from other countries, God forbid, who don't believe in capitalism.
And what does that mean? Mm. I think that what he's really showing is that the whole appeal that the Republican Party is trying to play on is an all-male, all-white kind of, you know, we must preserve what we consider to be American, which is as outdated as bell-bottom pants. I mean, you can't deal with a country. First of all, many people in New York, many people in L.A., many people everywhere came from other countries. What does that really
mean? Every state has people from
other countries. So what Comer's really playing to is what Trump is really saying, this whole male white dominance, and they're other than us. Walz is considered a conservative Democrat at best. I mean, and a bulldog Democrat at that. So to try to make him other than that, and how do you, do they give you a test on capitalism coming in? Many home-born Americans have questions about capitalism, especially if you get to the extremes of it. So I think this is how they're trying to play to that base of it's us against them. They're not one of us.
What did he say? Is he a conservative Democrat at best? He's a socialist. And he's happy to tell you that he's a socialist. And he's a socialist who, make no mistake, has some real problems telling the truth. But he's a socialist, and that's not me speaking, that's him speaking. He doesn't want free speech. He said that there are limits on free speech. He doesn't want you to have a gun.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Wow. Misinformation. Who gets to define that? You know who does? The lady in the green dress. Misinformation. That's exactly who's... It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. I wonder if I'm going to run into Al Sharpton again next week. I'm going to give you the heads up. You know, I'm out for a couple of days next week. Everybody's out for everything on Labor Day, right? Monday is Labor Day. We'll all be doing our Labor Day stuff. But then Tuesday and Wednesday, I am not going to be here. I will be conspicuous by my absence because I will be in Washington, D.C. for another big talk radio conference. So that'll be pretty cool. All right. Coming up at 5:33, KC from KC and the Sunshine Band visited with us a little bit earlier. I'm going to share that with you in just a couple of moments. It is 5:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. What did you want with your sandwich, Casey? That's my question for you.
I just want a turkey sandwich.
Straight ahead. That's so simple. I love it. Well, listen, I appreciate you joining me. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I am stoked because August the 31st at Meadow Event Park in Doswell, my wife and I are headed out to see KC and the Sunshine Band. We've been looking forward to it. I have got my Mayor of Funky Town shirt ready to roll. And even better than that, KC from KC and the Sunshine Band is joining us. KC, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
The pleasure is mine. Listen, I have, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing to say, but I have literally grown up listening to your music. I mean, I can remember as a little kid enjoying it, and man, you've just been cranking it out all the time.
I've put out a few records, yes.
Yeah. You have indeed, and I just want everybody to understand the background. And I'm almost distracted because I'm one of the people who knows that your given first name is Harry, and I know you use KC and you have for years. But my dad's name was Harry. My son's name is Harry. It's one of those names I just
love. Oh, wow.
Love. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you are simply going to be on the list of Harrys I chat with today. I hope that's all right. But you,
sure.
You have definitely got a better sense for the beat than anybody else. So give us all a sense, man. You're growing up in South Florida. There's lots of sunshine. You're happy. And you just, get up one morning and say,
struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I got to make music.
Not quite like that. I you know, all my life, all I could ever think about is wanting to be an entertainer. I wasn't sure how that was going to happen, you know, growing up in Miami.
Yep.
I started working at a record store, and from the record store, I ended up working, found out that the wholesale distributor that we bought the records from had a recording studio in the back and was making records that were, you know, getting national attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up hanging out over there and then eventually kind of working there for a while. And then I started doing some background sessions, playing, co-writing and stuff. And then I was managing Timmy Thomas, who had a big hit, Why Can't We Live Together?
Oh, yeah.
And I booked him on a show in Washington, D.C. to see Rare Earth, on a concert with Rare Earth. And when I got there, everybody in the audience was blowing whistles. And I had been to a wedding a month before of Betty Wright, who had a big hit called Clean Up Woman in 1972. And she had hired a Junkanoo band, and I thought, wow, these people, the Junkanoo band music was so infectious. And then when I got to this show with my artist, they were blowing whistles and everything. And I thought, I need to write this song. So I wrote this song called Blow Your Whistle.
Right.
And I called in the Junkanoo band and I recorded this song. And then I named it Casey and the Sunshine Junkanoo Band. It was really no band. I just got hold of the local musicians that were in the studio.
Right.
And I put this song together called Blow Your Whistle. And it made enough noise, and it ended up on the Billboard chart, R&B charts, like number 17, 18, somewhere like that, or number 15.
Wow.
And it was making noise, you know, in certain places in America and overseas. And so then they wanted another song, and I did that one. That one made, you know, a little bit more noise than, than Blow Your Whistle.
Yep.
And then I was working on the album for that project, and I ended up writing a song called Rock Your Baby for George McRae using the organ that Timmy Thomas used on Why Can't We Live Together.
Wow.
And that became number one in 51 countries. And
wow.
Then they wanted to see me, England wanted to see, hear the album that I was working on. And there was a song on there called The Queen of Clubs. And the owner of the record company in England said, that's a huge hit over here. And he put it out and it became a huge number, like top three record in Europe. And then they wanted the next record, and then that's when I wrote Get Down Tonight, and that's the way, and the rest is history.
Oh, I love it. Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band is joining us. I want to remind everybody, Casey and the Sunshine Band going to be in town August the 31st. That's coming up this weekend in Doswell Meadow Event Park. If you don't have your tickets yet, afterhoursconcertseries.com is where you go to get those tickets. So, Casey, when somebody is forced to describe your music, there's some of us who say, oh, well, Casey is that's a great disco artist. Others are going to say, no, it's a pop artist. Some are saying boogie. Some are saying R&B. You don't really fit in one of those categories. You fit nicely in all of those categories.
Correct. Well, you know, originally it was R&B pop, I guess you could call it, or, you know, more R&B, you know, than but I guess it had pop flair to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my original likings musically were R&B music, and that's what I was making and whatever. And it wasn't until Saturday Night Fever that they changed it all, like, started calling it disco,
mm-hmm.
and then they got tired of that, and then they started calling it new wave.
Right.
And disco's dead and everything, but, you know, now it's dance music, which probably what it should have been all along, because that's what I was making, was music to dance to.
Absolutely.
And so,
Well, let me ask you about having been in this world now for an awfully long time, right? I mean, you're a superstar. There's a little break, I know. It's like the 80s, you go, all right, that's it, I've had enough, I'm gonna do something else.
Right.
But then everybody reached out and said, listen, your music always makes us feel good. Come on, man, get back on the road.
I mean, again, you know, when I started doing the Casey and the Sunshine Band stuff,
yeah,
you know, music had gotten very dark, and I thought, you know, what can I do to change this or whatever? So I started making this up-tempo music or whatever, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, out came the songs that I did. I mean, I just wanted to do an album that was like party, side A and side B, and, you know, no ballads, because a lot of times I would, you know, like a song that was like really danceable, and then you buy the album and half of it was slow. So
I know.
I wanted to change that.
So did you ever go through a stage? There's so many wonderful artists who say, all right, well, I've always been known for A, and now I'm going to explore B, and they explore B, and everybody's like, eh. Come on. We listen to Casey and the Sunshine Band because it makes us feel good. We want to be happy. Did you ever have that moment where you thought, no, I want to do a bunch of ballads about people who are ill and, you know, just really dark
stuff?
Well,
I mean, you know, that did happen with Please Don't Go. So,
yeah.
It did happen at a time, so...
And what was it that after you did that, did you say, well, you know what, I really do like making people happy more than I like exploring that avenue?
No, I mean, I'm an artist. I wanted to do, you know, a little bit of everything. I just...
Okay.
And then, you know, the whole thing behind, you know, Please Don't Go and all that was just to change up and do something a little bit different, you know?
Yeah.
And show that there was a little bit more to us than just shake your booty.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Casey, I have, as I said, I've enjoyed your stuff fundamentally through my lifetime, and I'm so excited that you are out on tour, that you're coming here locally. You're going to be at a great place. I don't know if you've played Meadow Event Park before.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, it is a great venue. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of Virginia. It's going to be filled. There are a handful of tickets that are left if people go to afterhoursconcertseries.com, but I mean really a handful of tickets left because everybody's just so anxious to see you, and in the midst of political discussions and other things, it's just, for me anyway, it's going to be one of those nights where you go and you have such fun and you bring back such great memories.
Right, exactly. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Do you still like being on the road, or are there moments where you think, you know, a turkey sandwich and a Coke sitting on the couch would be okay, too?
No, I mean, I enjoy that. You know, I just really do weekends most of the time, so I'm able to, you know, to kind of have a little bit of a normal life.
Yeah.
If you can call it that. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm good. I'm good with it all.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Sometimes
Casey,
it gets a little difficult, you know, with all the TSA and all this stuff. But.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band is with us. Now, I read, and you got to tell me if this is right, you've never lived more than 10 miles, basically, from where you grew up?
Exactly.
Wow. How cool is that?
I live 10 minutes from where I was born and 10 minutes from where I grew up.
Wow. That just has got to bring, I would hope, a
smile. I think it was all coincidental, but that's how it happened.
No, man, no, that's not coincidental at all. Come on, you know that was serendipitous. That was meant to be, and I love it. It's
well, no, I mean, the part of, like, where I was born, because I didn't realize where I was born until a long time after I moved to where I, you know, where I live now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Do you mind sharing a little bit of that story then with us?
Well, I mean, no, I was born in an army hospital that happens to be, I live on 67th Avenue, and the hospital was on 27th Avenue, and I'm off of this thing called the Palmetto Expressway, and I was born, like almost due west of where I live, right, due east of where I live right now, about 20 blocks away.
Oh, my
40
gosh.
Blocks away. I know. Crazy, that, right?
Yeah, that is, well, that is actually, I think, kind of cool. I think it's great to have such a wonderful home base. And, you know, my family's all South Florida people, too, so I get it. The out question here, and it's so unfair because I'm sure they're all like your children, but people must ask you, okay, Casey, tell us, which one was your favorite song? So let me be like everybody
That's
else.
That's a hard one, man. Usually I just say Get Down Tonight because it was my first big hit here, but... You know, I probably like something that was very obscure. I mean, I like a lot of different ones that I've done, you know, and a lot of them have different meanings to me, and, you know, I feel different about certain ones. But, again, it's like, who's your favorite child? That's not a good, you know, easy to answer.
Well, just between us, I have told my sons my daughter is my favorite, but, you know, that's just, what am I gonna
tell? Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it's always daddy's little girl, but then they're mama's little boy. So.
Yeah, there are details like that. I got to tell you, I'm excited that you're coming to town. I'm grateful that you could make some time for us to hop on here. I want to remind everybody that AfterHoursConcertSeries.com is where you go to get your tickets. Travel safely. We are looking forward to seeing you just a couple of days from now in Doswell, my friend.
Thank you. I'll be there. My sister's coming also because she lives near in Maryland, so she's coming over for the show, too. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
It'll be great.
Well, we hope that we are gracious hosts, and we hope you enjoy your time here. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. That is KC from KC and the Sunshine Band. I'm telling you, August the 31st. Isn't that just this Saturday? Yeah, better get your tickets. AfterHoursConcertSeries.com. Handful of tickets left. It is going to be so much fun. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. You don't want to see me right now, but that's the I like KC. I really do. And what great fun chatting with him. I think it's going to be a blast and a half this Saturday. I really do. I think you should head on over to AfterHoursConcertSeries.com. Get yourself some tickets. Meadow Event Park is a great place to see a show. I'm just telling you that because we're there all the time. And it's one of those few things that I actually know about, right? Yeah. So Saturday should be a great, great time. Our buddy Bill O'Reilly is going to be back in the rotation. He'll be here on September the 10th. September the 10th is also the date that former President Trump and current Vice President Kamala Harris are supposed to get together and debate each other. We'll see if that happens. I think it's going to happen, but you never really actually, honestly, know, right? I want you to take a listen to a little something here. You know this PolitiFact, which allegedly tells you what's right, what's wrong, what's true, what's false? It's one of those left-wing organizations, man. They've never, ever said that something a conservative said was actually true. Well, they kept at it. They were on PBS, the publicly financed source of BS. Cut number three.
You were with us at the Republican National Convention as well. When you compare the RNC to the DNC, which gathering has shown the greatest fidelity to the facts?
Certainly there's been some exaggerations this week about, or maybe really broad claims, but I think it's hard to compare anyone with the amount of falsehoods that you hear at a campaign rally from former President Trump. You know, if you remember his speech, we were doing a lot of fact checking in the moment of things we've heard again and again and again. So I think that is challenging to stack up against any other gathering really for the facts. With Kamala Harris's speech tonight, I'm curious if she's going to continue a trend to stay broad, stay a little vague, narrow, you know, focus more on her biography versus going into specific claims. We'll just have to see. Her campaign speeches have not had a similar style, to say the least, as former President Trump.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So her lying is okay because what'd she say? It's broad. It's broad speaking. Oh, okay. Don't make a mistake. Say it's a broad speaking. No, seriously, that's not something you should do. It's the Vice President of the United States. But, you know, there are going to be people who say that, and they're going to be held to account. Like, oh, my God, terrible. He hates women. And you know that some of the people we find on our side in the Trump supporters could say something like that. I'm just telling you, you have got to be focused on these issues. Because you and I, if we really are serious about trying to save a country, we got to focus on the issues. You remember what they said at that Democrat National Convention? I forget who was speaking, but one of the leading Democrats was up there. And he said to the audience, you have to behave for, 75 days. After that, you can go back to being whatever you want or doing whatever you want. And I thought, well, that's outrageous, but maybe that's the plan. Just let Kamala Harris play make-believe. This Tim Walz lies about everything left, right, and center. Nobody calls him out on it. And every time Donald Trump sneezes, that's an awful failing on his part. All right. Well, I guess we know where we all are. My friend John Reed continues his tour of Southwest Virginia. telling you, I think he's going to run. I hope he announces it soon for lieutenant governor. But he'll be here tomorrow morning, perhaps in a wind tunnel, maybe not, starting at 6 a.m. Beautiful night this evening. Go out, enjoy it. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.